ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, what do we have here, Mr. Jordan Kleber? If we haven't reached the midway point of your work week.
It's only Wednesday.
Oh, man. Maybe throughout the show I'll explain poor Jordan's dilemma.
No, I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm not laughing at it. I honestly feel for you because I saw you on Monday. We explained it to Sharif. I don't know how you do it. Could not be in school right now.
I'm a student talent instead of a student athlete.
I don't even know that right now, but I feel for you. But in the meantime, you know what? I heard 80s. I heard like 80 Sunday, something like that, like mid to high 70s.
With 100% chance of rain.
Right, well, but it's still there. It's definitely not the frozen tundra that we've been dealing with a little bit ago. I think that's gone for now, right? You think so?
I'd rather it be a beautiful day than it be stormy.
I see. I'm already feeling it's a little warm for me. It's a little. I like 60, 65 all year round. Be perfect in the sun. Anyway, midway point of your week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day!
I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more that Camel Wednesday hump day. Is that what it is?
It is. Shock Team, the Digital Underground, and Coach Sean of the Tape. John Kleber. Any word?
It's Wednesday.
No word as of yet. Still waiting to hear. Quarterback Drew Brees.
We saw something on ESPN a few minutes.
We did. We do have words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
It is. Are you ready for your February 24th edition of the Sports Hangover? Pelicans taking on the Pistons just for you. How about a pair? Two pair. Put them together. That's four. Four tickets. I keep saying pairs. It's one pack of four. A pack of four tickets if you want to go see four the packs. Pelicans exact revenge on the Detroit Pistons. First off, you know the rules. You got to be able to go. That's kind of like the first thing, right? You got to be able to go. Can you go? That's the first thing you got to do. 7 o'clock is your tip time over at the Smoothie King Center, a.k.a. the Blender. Can you go? That's the first thing. Now we got to give them away. Jordan, how would you like to give them away?
We could do it like we did last week.
How did we do that last week? Why you need to be there? You need to be there.
And then you could call in.
Really?
Maybe giving us your expectations for tonight's
game. What about your
game?
Best school advice for Jordan Kleber?
No.
No?
I just don't want to talk.
I really
after
feel
these,
for you.
After
I really
these 3 hours,
right,
I have to write
another
legal
do.
Summary.
Uh-huh. A legal summary.
It's not a legal brief this time.
And then what else you have to do?
I have to write a script.
What else you have to do?
I have to write a script.
A script from your video.
From the video that I shot.
That in your package that may or may not exist, we found out.
Yeah, because apparently that wasn't the first thing taught to us. We weren't taught about, don't edit off your SD card.
Mm-hmm.
So I edited off my SD card.
Now I understand what you're saying. Yeah, no, you download it, and then you edit.
No, and I think I was told this at LSU, but that was 4 years ago. There's been a lot of time.
How long have you been in school, man? Seriously, it feels like a very long time. Did I have my child? Did I have Carver?
Yes.
I did?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
There was only a few months. I was in high school when you had Carver. Well, summer.
Because he's four. It feels like you've been around for a long time. I really do feel. I've been in those situations before, as recent as last week, my interview with head coach Lisa Stockton, because I have to do part of it for the podcast, The Current for Tulane. Yeah.
And, well, it takes me a while because I'm just starting out.
See the scrapes and
oh no, did you punch a wall?
Oh well, no, I didn't punch a wall. I did a hard fist to the table and caught the end of my MacBook, and it just scraped three knuckles there. I was, because two interviews that I thought I had done. We're not there. So I feel your pain now.
I think all my stuff is still here.
That said, I could easily just dial it up, you know, plug it into my recorder, do another phone interview and record it. That's a lot easier than you avoiding traffic and wayward pelicans that could take you for maybe a piece of fish, bite your nose off.
And look, I think all my, I'm pretty sure all my.
How long did you shoot over at the causeway?
2 hours, and then I just went this morning to get more.
And you may not have any of that footage.
No, I have the stuff that I shot today.
And you have, but are you sure?
I'm almost positive I have everything. It just
you
didn't
have a
save
camera
on the computer.
Do you have a camera?
Yeah, I have the camera.
Okay, well, why don't you press play on the camera and see if it pops up? That's
kind of the quickest way to know if you have it. I could put it into my computer right now. I have the SD card.
Oh, can you do it on the air? Can you do it on the air so we'll know live whether or not you have to start completely over?
Thanks.
No, I feel for you. Here it goes. The card is now out the bag. I'll do some play-by-play here. Your hand's a little shaky there.
I was trying to edit Zion for everybody because I just got the sound, but I guess that's not happening.
No, we'll get to Zion. It's, you know, he made the All-Star team. Big deal. This is more important. I want to know if you can make it. No, seriously, I feel for you. It's not popping
up. It's all there.
It
is. It's all there.
It's all there.
But the thing is, that's not even what I'm worried about.
No, but you can go find a way to edit it. The fact that you have the, trust me when I tell you this, having the footage is important. If you would have to completely start over and go reshoot that.
Look, I think I just had to put in the SD card into the computer at school.
And that's what the professor was telling you, or instructor.
Yeah, because they'll all pop back up.
But it's there. You're seeing it right now.
And the new stuff.
There it is.
I mean, this is some high quality.
Okay, let's not get carried away, okay? Literally 30 seconds ago, you were about to go start completely
over.
Look
at this. I mean, do you see the shot of that of the toll booth? I mean, that looks like something that you'd see on WDSU at the 6 o'clock
news
hour.
You know what? This was a mistake. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. Thankfully, a real professional basketball expert is going to join us, and John DeShazer, at the bottom of the first hour, will talk a little bit about the fact that, yes, Zion Williamson is an NBA All-Star. We'll talk about that. What is he talking about this morning? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's talking about the All-Star game and his expectations.
You're going to have that for us at some point, right?
Okay. I mean, I could have been done, but had a.
I don't know if you could have been completely done in literally 3 minutes. That's as long as
we can. I'm already halfway done, but I had to stop.
Brad Toppin's going to join us at 1:15. He is the Raging Cajuns color analyst for the baseball team. They are 3-1. They won last night, the defeated Louisiana Tech. They will take on LSU tonight over at the Teague in Lafayette. So that's a nice matchup, a big matchup on the diamond there. LSU 2-1, number 11 in the country at UL Lafayette. So we'll see from both sides. Wilson Alexander is going to join us. He covers the Tigers for the Picayune and the Advocate at 1:30. And at 2:45, head coach Lisa Stockton last night. Jordan, want to chat with her real quick because she won her 600th game. Yesterday.
I saw you on the plane.
600th game. It was fun. It was a fun plane ride. Easily one of the best plane rides I've had. It was fun on the charter home. So we'll chat with her about what it's like to win 600 games. It's a lot of games, Jordan, isn't it? The 600 club?
I mean, I haven't won one game as a head coach.
Won one game. I would say that you'd at least, I'd give you, you'd be below 500, but you would win some games as a coach. At the very least. Pick a sport, any sport. You can at least be, come on now, shoot the ball now. Shoot it now. Let's play some defense. You wouldn't exactly tell them how to play defense or what to do, but.
You know what to do, guy.
Exactly. At some point in time, somebody would make a play or a shot and you would be good. At ESPN Radio NOLA is the way you can find us on Twitter. Question of the day when it comes to the Pels, what do you want to see tonight? What do you expect? What do you want to see? Do you see them picking up a W against the Pistons? How key is it for them in the final six games here before the All-Star break to, I'm going to be greedy. Can I be greedy, Jordan? Can I be a little greedy with the Pels? You mind if I'm a little greedy? I'll be a little greedy. So, again, at some point this week, I would think probably you'll find out the rest of the NBA schedule. Right now, we do know it's Detroit. Tomorrow, back-to-back, they're at Milwaukee. And Saturday at San Antonio. Then Monday, March 1st, they're hosting Utah. Wednesday, March 3rd, hosting the Bulls. Thursday, March 4th, hosting Miami. The All-Star game is Sunday, March 7th. That's what we know. That's it. That's like you click anywhere and on schedule. That's what we know. Is 4-2 greedy? Of those six games? You think the Pels can win four games from Detroit, Milwaukee, San Antonio, Utah? Okay, Utah's a loss. I'm not being ugly.
All right, so are we saying...
I just don't see...
Are we saying four straight wins, or are we saying...
No, I didn't... Well, I'm just... No. Of the next six games.
Okay.
Detroit, Milwaukee, San Antonio, Utah, Chicago, Miami.
All right, what games are... You think we're losing against
Milwaukee? I think we win four.
So you think we, so you said that Milwaukee and Utah, that those are our losses.
Utah's a tough match. Let's just be honest. It's a tough matchup. I'm not being ugly. It's a tough matchup. I'd be thrilled to death.
Apparently
knowing this team, they'll probably beat Milwaukee and Utah and lose to the Bulls.
Pelicans have lost to the Bulls already. I guess we all remember that game.
Guess you are right on that.
Zach LaVine.
What are you talking about? They beat the Bulls.
No, they didn't. When Zach LaVine, remember when he absolutely went off?
In my mind, they beat the Bulls.
No, almost positive he lost. They lost. I got to look. I'm almost positive we lost.
Yeah, they did. They did. And in my mind, it did. 129-116.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
That goes out of my head.
4-2, right?
That goes out of my head. Yeah, you remember 25 threes, Bulls?
Mm-hmm.
25 threes.
What franchise record?
See, I kind of put that out of my head. But I think it can beat the Bulls.
You can't.
They're not going to make 25 threes again.
They're not?
They're not. I don't think they are.
That's what we said the first game.
I just asked you a simple question. Is 3-3? I don't want to be 3-3.
Wait, you were just saying 4-2.
That's what I'm saying. I think 4-2. I don't think that's me being greedy. I want to see this team 4-2 into the All-Star break in the next six. What do you think? Mark, back me up here, Mark. Thanks for calling the show. What you got?
Hey, man. Wait, real quick, when you're talking about wins and losses, did Jordan the intern even beat Sissy at one thing?
Say that again, Mark.
Did Jordan ever beat Sissy at even one thing?
I can't hear you, but buddy, I think you still have me in queue. Say that again, Mark. Sorry.
I was just checking on the wins and losses a little bit earlier. Did Jordan, the intern, ever beat Sissy at, like, one thing?
That is darts. True. No, you didn't beat her at darts.
We tied.
No. Well, she had the bullseye. There's no tie. There's no tie.
It was always a loss.
Mark asked you a simple question.
Now I'm at my peak physicality right now.
You are, huh?
Yes, I'm probably...
Your peak?
Yeah, really? Athleticism.
You thought you blew your Achilles tendon trying to dunk.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't have said that a few
months ago. And you haven't played sports since.
No, I have.
Where?
I played basketball.
Uh-huh. Mark, he's full of it.
Next six for the Pelicans, dude, I think... The second half of the Boston game where the turnovers went down to, three? I think it was literally, they fixed the turnover thing. So expectations for the next six games, keep the turnovers way down. You know, don't lose the turnover battle.
Okay.
And, because there you have a place to build from, because then you lose, if you don't turn it over, you have the opportunity to score more. And then if you're not turning it over, you don't lose the fast break, but the quick points.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just win the turnover battle first. And because that means you're playing good defense too. If you're winning the turnover battle, you're playing really good defense also.
How many wins do you want to see in the next six?
I'm like you. I think 4-2 would be
right. I don't think I'm being greedy. I mean, look, at some point in time, if you want to be a playoff team, you need to be better than 500, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to beat the Buccaneers and getting in the playoffs like that at 500.
Well, they won the Super Bowl.
No,
they did win the Super Bowl, but you get what I'm getting at, though. I mean, I just look. Detroit is a team that got you. 123-112. Chicago's a team that drained 25 threes that got you. So I don't know. Call this the revenge tour. You haven't beaten Utah, right? You want to call this the revenge tour, Jordan?
You could call it whatever you want to call it.
Have you checked out today? Mark, did that sound like you checked out?
I'm not checking out. I'm just saying.
It sounded like you've checked out already.
I mean, I am really not sensing a lot of intensity from the
I'm sensing zero enthusiasm today from the intern.
Well, you know why? Because I might not even be able to watch the game.
I'm going to sit around and watch videos of the Pelicans flying across the
Exactly.
Train, you know?
Come on, Jordan.
Seen enough Pelicans today.
What do you mean you've seen enough Pelicans today? Oh, the real ones, huh?
Yeah.
The real ones? Thank you, Mark.
4-2, bro.
All right, there he is. All right, so he's with me. 4-2. Mark's on my side. 800-998-1003 throughout the rest of the show. Honestly, legitimately, they got six games before the All-Star break. I think 4-2. 4-2 needs to be a realistic goal of a 10. Why are you grinning at me? Hour one is brought to you by the King Firms. They'll play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. To the phone calls will return. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. When he's down and out of work, I need a job, I'm out of work.
Invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event. I go to pick my girl up. Bottles and colors to choose from. And deep discounts. With huge incentives. This is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, HOMA.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center Telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, 800-998-1003. Zion Williamson, named a All-Star. We'll get into that here in a quick second before we go to Jimmy Zion.
I was on a group FaceTime with my agent and his assistant, and, you know, we were just kind of on FaceTime, and they were like, dude, I think you made it, because I was driving to the practice facility to get my second COVID test of the day, and I'm like, you think so? And then they hung up, and they called me back like 2 minutes later. I was like, yeah, just got confirmation, like, congrats. So I was driving to the facility when I found out, so yeah, man, it was, like I said, like, and I'm honored, man. It's a blessing to be able to take part in that All-Star game.
Pretty incredible. Already, 10th player in NBA history to do it by the age of 20. Jimmy, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm just checking to see if anybody won the tickets yet.
Not yet. How are you going to nominate yourself? What are you nominating yourself with?
Haven't been to a game all year. Former B Zany. You know, I don't know if you guys remember that group. Mm-hmm. They actually used to actually incentivize and advertise, and we had about three or four rows in Section 118 back in, you know, previous to actually switching over to the Pelicans, and, you know, you'd see the crazy fans that, the guy wearing the onesie and the purple, they call him Purple Hornet. They had another character. They had, you know, all these different entities, and they were just dancing around making noise. And, you know, that's my one credential. I wasn't any major character in this. I just, you know, they give us free tickets to make noise. I was very loud, clapped loudly. You know, I haven't been to a game all year. I see they're increasing the capacity level. So, you know. Somebody else wants to go, fine, but I am available and could bring my family.
Okay. All right. We'll put you down as a contestant. Go ahead.
As a possibility. Okay. As a possibility. Look, this is a little bit different question, but it relates to, you know, local sports and whatnot. I want to get your take on this. Jameis Winston, all right, you know, I know some people really want him to be the quarterback next year. He's at the right age. He's got a little bit of experience. Me personally, I'm fine with it. I think he's got a very strong arm. Obviously, his decision making has been suspect with the interception numbers. I want to get your take, though. Tie this into the current culture in America. You know, like the cancel culture. They're giving Rouses a hard time. They're giving Crew and Knicks a hard time. Blah blah blah. I see some people giving Jameis Winston a hard time for stuff that happened a while back. Some confirmed, some not. You know, you can look on YouTube him stealing the crab legs from the grocery store. It's kind of funny. And I get it. You know, he's the star quarterback on the campus in Tallahassee. He walks into a store, he just grabs some crab legs and leaves. That's not unique to Jameis Winston, okay? That happens, I'm sure, with a lot of players, assuming they can get away with certain things because they're that level of a player. You know, then you had the confirmed allegation, not allegations, it was confirmed he groped the Uber driver, a female, against her will. Mm-hmm. You know, he apologized for that. And then there were two rape allegations that Florida State paid off the women who alleged that. Now, we don't know if that's true or not. Point is, when you combine all that, whether it's true or not, some obviously has been confirmed and some hasn't. Do we want this guy to be the face of the franchise? Now, again, I don't want to cancel anybody. I don't think Rouses, Jameis Winston, or Crew and Nick should be canceled. I want to get your take on it. As a quarterback in the NFL, is it different at that position to be a leader with a clean record off the field compared to, say, like a wide receiver, like a Terrell Owens, or even like a nasty offensive lineman? Is a quarterback expected not to do those kind of things, past, present, or future? And I want to get your take on that. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. So here's what I think when it comes to Jameis and where he was, Jordan, and where he is now. And I would say, I think to me, there is no doubt, even per his words, there has been a maturing process, right? We all tend to, I'm still waiting for you to mature, but I mean, it's still a maturing process. Like, unbelievably, 10 years from now, you're going to be a lot different than you are today. I think 5 years from now, you're going to be a lot different than you are today.
I think a year from now, I will.
I don't know about that, but at least five. I'm going to give you five, maybe 3 to 5. Okay.
Okay.
Once you graduate and you're on your own, you will absolutely have to mature at some point in time. But, and you're very mature, actually, you are. But I think, for whatever reason, whether it's stardom, things come a certain way, success, some people handle it differently, some people don't. You went through a list of things. They happened or were alleged, but those were stories, one way, shape, or form. And what I remember from his comments, and I want to say the interview that he did with the team, when he first signed with the Saints, and he went into a lengthy, if you remember, Jordan, discussion, and also was pretty open about being married and, you know, being a little bit more religious and being more mature and trying to be better, and actually liked coming here because it was closer to his family and things of that nature. And he just sounded different. He just sounded different. I mean, enthusiasm, eating the W and all that. I mean, Really? I mean, I don't know.
I think that's fun. A lot of that is on the field.
Right. But when you hear him specifically say certain things, it sounded like he's mature. And I would say this, Jimmy, don't take my word for it. Don't take TMZ word for it or a lack of anything. Jordan, the first week of training camp, it was player after player. When you just mentioned the name Jameis Winston, whether it was Amy Just, Luke Johnson, Larry Holder, Nick Underhill, anybody would ask a question about him, the players would start to laugh. Players would start to laugh and chuckle and say he brings great energy. He won the locker room. If you're a bad person, if you're phony, if you're old talk, if you're the me guy, in that locker room, where you have several team leaders, where you have a culture that is almost impenetrable, and you win over that locker room, I think that's all I need to say. And then you take what Sean Payton said in the last 2 weeks. What do you think about Drew Brees? Well, we'll know in about a week or two. I really like Jameis Winston. I mean, literally 4 seconds into his answer about Drew Brees, he brought up Jameis Winston. Right? Uncle Earl, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got today, man?
Hey, Gus, you know what? I wish I had me, you, and Jordan had some of Denny's fried chicken, man.
Dude, I could go for some wings right now. I really could.
I could too.
I could go for
That's
some wings.
Like the band, yeah. We haven't said that in a while. Gus, I hope y'all doing well. Hey, Gus, the next six games, real quick, can you tell me what are the next six games, and I give you my prediction.
I can give you the final six games before the All-Star break. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got Detroit tonight, Milwaukee tomorrow. You got San Antonio Saturday. Then Monday, host Utah. Wednesday, host Chicago. Thursday, host Miami.
Gus, I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
That's a stretch of 4-2. Well, I mean, just not being whatever, but, man, just let's try to get consistent. That's some tough teams in there. And, look, Detroit's no pushover tonight. I mean, that's how the Pelicans are. You don't know what team you're going to get next. So, I think if they do go 4-2, Gus, man, that's a huge. That's a pretty good team. They got to end the clip.
I think that's at quote unquote momentum going into the second half of the season, right? Isn't it?
I say three and three, Gus. But if 4-2, man, I love to have that. And I tell you what, I've never been to a game, Gus. But I tell you, the tickets I would like, Western Conference Finals. I mean,
you're gonna be calling for the Western Conference Finals tickets, my man.
I might be grabbing those tickets and selling them, Uncle Earl. I don't know.
He's already laying claim. All right. You know what? I'll say this, Uncle Earl. When we were at Vinny's on Thursdays, you consistently showed up. You go there even when we're not there. I will absolutely put you as a finalist for the Western Conference Final tickets if we ever get Western Conference Finals tickets.
Hey, Gus, I mean, let's shoot, man. How awesome is it to get bounced in the first round or second round? Western Conference Finals, man.
All right, there is. Awesome. Grab a sticky note,
Gus,
Jordan.
Uncle Grab Earl, a sticky Western note. Conference
yep. Uncle Earl, February 24th, 12:28 p.m., Western Conference Finals tickets. That's what he wants.
Against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, no! Against the Lakers, huh? All right.
Yeah. Hey, Gus, real quick, big game tonight, LSU, Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah.
If anybody can listen, man, that's a big game tonight. Hope y'all have a wonderful week, Gus. Always a pleasure. You and Jordan, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, Brad Topham from the Cajuns, color analyst, 115. Wilson Alexander covers the Tigers for the paper at 130. We'll get a little preview on that. Jordan, I said 4-2.
I like what Uncle Earl.
You said 0-6 or 1-3. The point, though, is you were saying, I don't know what to predict from this team.
Correct.
Here's Mike Breen this morning, and then we'll go to our break. John DeShazer in about 3 minutes. Mike Breen, you know who that is, right? Play-by-play, ESPN. The guy that calls NBA. He was asked about the NBA season. Listen to this.
I've found this year to be the most difficult season to predict on how teams are going to perform on a night-in, night-out basis, how teams are going to be at the end of the season. Normally, you can kind of get a pretty good feel on a team early on the year. Okay, yeah, they are a contender. They got a chance to advance to the second, maybe even the conference finals. I have no idea on a lot of these teams. You know, we have our championship contenders, and there's probably be about five of them right now that you can think have a real shot.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm not even so sure on some of them, because this is unprecedented in the similar way that the bubble was.
So there you go. I don't think you're wrong on that. Well, on this feeling of, I don't know what I'm going to get.
I like what Uncle Earl said, because we always mention consistency. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you look at the Celtics game, and you got to give them credit for what they did in that game, you know, coming back the way they did.
So it shows that they have the fight. It shows
that
they
before that, you really haven't seen any consistency. Yeah. You won one game in the last six.
Instead of giving me a win-loss record, you're going to say you want consistency. But consistency of what?
Consistency of continually putting up a fight.
All right. I'll ask JD, John DeShazer, Pelicans Radio Network, the color analyst. He and the Graph will have the call tonight at 7. We'll talk to him next when we come back on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I haven't laid a bomb, because Devin's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. I don't know if you caught this yesterday over on the hood.
Of my car?
No, the hearse.
Oh.
I don't know what. I went Boston there. I didn't enunciate properly there. That was very lazy broadcasting, Mr. Rick Bucher.
Just get their numbers and they get other. And Zion's game doesn't really equate to creating easy opportunities for other people.
Yeah.
You look at his assist totals, and then you go to the defensive end.
Yeah. I don't know what was worse, what Rick Bucher said, who then went on to compare him to Lonzo Ball 2.0, incredibly overhyped, or Colin Coward, like he has no idea, because he has no idea on that. John DeShazer, color analyst for your New Orleans Pelicans, also with NewOrleansSaints.com, covers your Saints. John, I was glad, though, that the herd and Colin Coward is an equal opportunity opinioner. And they had Antonio Daniels on this morning, and AD came to the defense of Zion Williamson to let them. But when you hear stuff like that, is that just insane, man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's people who... You know, it's a lazy take, and it's a really easy, uninformed thing to do is just say, you know what, Zion's power player, and that's all I've ever seen from him. And when I saw him in high school and when I saw him at Duke and when I see the highlights, I see him dunking. I don't see him passing the ball. If you actually watch the game, you'll know how he's rounding out his game. So, mm-hmm. You know, when guys say that kind of thing, it's uninformed. And the unfortunate part of it is, it's national, and so it's heard across the nation, and you get that narrative.
Right.
And now you spend so much time fighting foolishness and stupidity that, you know, it takes away valuable time of actually giving the guy credit for what he's been able to do at the age 20. And that's the kind of, that's the thing that aggravates me the most, man. I don't mind people being ignorant and stupid, but you know, when you got a national platform and you say ignorant and stupid stuff, that really aggravates me.
Well, and John, you know, before you joined the Saints and the Pels, man, I mean, you wrote for the paper. I mean, it's kind of like journalism 101, isn't it? To at least be somewhat informed, make a phone call. I mean, just, I don't know. I get that all the time. I get people from Vegas or whatever that covered other teams in the NFC South. Hey, what's going on with Drew and them? Like to get an idea of something. I mean, something like that is just unimaginably not aware, I guess, is the way
yeah,
to make
but,
it.
But that's not the world nowadays, man. The world is hot takes now, man. And that's what sells
right.
And that's what grabs
right.
attention. And so, you know, actually doing research and actually balancing your argument, you know, that's something that doesn't occur a whole lot. Now, I was a columnist for most of my 20 years at the Picayune. So even when I disagreed with something, I tried to at least present the other side of it, saying, okay, I don't like this, although this is also happening, but I'll tell you why I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Whereas these guys just say, you know, I don't like it, and they don't present nothing to the other side of it. They don't care what the counter argument is. They're not even trying to research the counter argument. They're just saying, this is my opinion, like it or leave it, keep on clicking on it because that's what I'm interested in. And that's lazy, and it's, you know, it's not dangerous because it's not a life and death situation. But man, when you strap that kind of label on somebody, it's hard to peel it off right. when it's a national ill-informed opinion.
Speak with John DeShazer, Pelicans Radio Network. You'll hear he and the Graf do the call tonight, Pistons and Pelicans. All right, so he made the All-Star team. He did it. I want your opinion, though, and your take, because you watched it. You were there. Jordan was there, was standing behind you, probably aggravating y'all, when Zion drops the threes against the Spurs, the fourth quarter, the energy of that crowd, which probably seems like an eternity ago of a packed Pelicans Smoothie King Center. But the growth in that game, if you had to give me your first two paragraphs of your column on what have you seen grow from that first game to, you know, the last game?
Well, I think the thing is the responsibility more than anything. I mean, him now he's phenomenal. He's, you know, he's probably, you know, I don't know what he's listed at. He's probably 6'5", 6'6". And he's, you know, scoring 25 a game and shooting 61% from the field. And that's crazy for a dude that size to be that athletic and to have those kinds of moves and that kind of, you know, that kind of ballet moves around the basket. That's all crazy. But the maturity aspect of a 20-year-old now being asked basically, okay, we're going to run you at some point forward. Okay, we're going to clear out and we're going to let you create something for yourself or for your teammate. And here's the most mature thing that I think about him. The dude is now making free throws. You can't be a closer in the NBA if you can't make free throws, okay? Because if people know that's your weakness, they're just going to foul you, put you on the line, let you shoot your 58%, and they'll catch up that way. But if he's in the low 70s, mid-70s, now you're a bona fide closer because you can create for yourself, you can create for a teammate, or you can draw a foul and cash in that way. That's how you become a superstar because you can do it all three ways. If you can only create for a teammate or create for yourself, but you can't finish it out by making free throws, then you're going to have some difficulties. That's why, you know, Shaquille O'Neal on those great teams with the Lakers with Kobe, Kobe Bryant was always the closer. Mm-hmm. He was the guy who could make the free throws. So, you know, it didn't bother him that Shaq got his the first 2.5 quarters because he knew when it got tight, it was going to have to go through him because if he was the guy who was going to make the clutch plays. If you can't make free throws, you can't close it up and button it up that way. It's going to be difficult for you to be a bona fide closer. So now, if you got him making free throws, and again, that shows the work that he's put in because he was not good at it at Duke. He was not good at it in high school. He was not good at it his first year in the NBA. But it shows the work he's put into it. You know, that's the maturity level, a guy saying, I see a weakness. I see a hole. I got to plug it up. I like that about it.
At John DeShazer on Twitter, if you want to follow John DeShazer. I'm just going to – look, it is what it is. Right. we have a certain level of fear in New Orleans as sports fans, whatever the reason it is, Saints fans, Bells fans. The second he was named, you know, an all-star, even my intern this morning, oh, no. You know? Uh-oh. You know, who's going to be in Atlanta on March 7th, Jordan?
LeBron and Anthony Davis. And Clutch Sports.
People are so scared that he's going to be around other superstars because they're going to try to pull him away. John, I think it's actually important. And AD grew, I thought, being around those type of players. You talk shop in a certain way and you find out why they're great. I think more than not, I think that's probably one of the good things for Zion to be there that weekend.
It's invaluable. That's invaluable. And when these guys work out in the summertime, if they want to get better, who do they need to work out with? Do they need to work out with me? Or do they need to work out with LeBron James?
Yep.
You know, because if you're working out with me, all you're going to do is figure out how to gain some weight. If you're working out with a guy who's elite, that's how you get better. So you get in those situations and you can bounce ideas off guys. Okay, hey, what works for you? Hey, you got a personal chef? What do you eat? Hey, what's your workout regimen? Hey, how's your recovery program? Mm-hmm. You know, all of those things can be, especially for guys. Think about it. Zion's 20 years old, man. Yep. When I was 20 years old, you know the thing that I did best when I was 20? I drank. That's what I knew how to do best. that's what I knew. This dude's one of the best in the world at what he does at 20. Mm-hmm. He needs some guidance from some guys who've been in his position. So, you know, yeah, they're going to try to lure him to their organizations. Of course they are. They'd be stupid not to. But that's the Pelicans' responsibility to put him in a situation to be successful, to not want to leave. Because money-wise, you can get that anywhere in the NBA.
And
exposure-wise, you know, exposure-wise, you can get exposed anywhere in the NBA. But you got to be in the right organization to want to stay.
Hey, John, you bring up a good point. I didn't mean to interrupt there, but when you looked at AD, him being lured or going somewhere else, that was well after he'd been to a couple of Team USAs, a couple of Olympics, you know, yeah. All-Star games. Because if you remember, he recruited Boogie. I mean, if you remember that, Boogie said he told the story at the press conference. He kept trying to get AD to go there, and AD says, no, you're coming to play with me. So it could be vice versa. You know, but you understand it, John, in New Orleans, we live with a certain amount of fear already.
Man, I understand, and it's understandable. You know, you're talking, you know, quote unquote, small market, and you always feel like guys want to go to a big market. But again, you can get those same trappings in New Orleans that you can get elsewhere. You can get the exposure. You know, the money's going to be there if you play well enough. It's about how successful you are and how the organization treats you that makes people want to stay. Now, you got Brandon Ingram and you got Zion Williamson, and these guys, let's say next year, they win 48, 52 games. With those two guys being less than 25 years old, that can be an attractive destination for a guy to come and help them out and say, you know what, I think I can be the piece that helps you get over the top.
Right.
You know, because, you know, you won't get maybe a big three, but you've already got two all-stars already, pretty much homegrown. So now all you need to do is add the proper parts around them, and that's the organization's responsibility, and that's Stan Van Gundy's responsibility to coach them right and those kinds of things. But, you know, you do what you have with what you got. You basically raised Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson in the NBA. So that tells other players, you know what? Look at what they did with those guys.
Bingo.
Maybe they can develop me.
Yeah.
I can go there and help them win in the first round of the playoffs and those kinds of things. So those things can be extremely attractive.
And then being happy and winning. Winning always solves a lot of different things, John. Two other things, man, and then we'll get you out of here. We'll wrap up with tonight's game against the Pistons. What will you be paying attention to when you sit next to the graph here? But at some point here over the next couple of days or within the week or week and a half, we're going to find out the rest of the schedule. And a lot of people, it's today?
Yeah, it's today. It was released today. I meant to say.
Okay.
Sorry, I apologize.
So we're going to figure that out. Yesterday, Brian Windhorst came out and said, look, you're going to see 5 games in 7 days. You're going to see East-West Coast games on a road trip. You're going to see a lot of things where you're likely going to see a lot of teams sit players. So, John, with the Pels being primarily a younger team, do you think it might help them?
I hope so, because they're young guys. They are accustomed to playing a lot of basketball. You know, most of these guys are just you know, almost fresh off the AAU circuit, right? So they know what it's like to play a lot of basketball. So you hope that they won't be in a position where they need to rest guys. Now, let's remember, Zion Williamson hadn't played a full 82-game NBA season yet. So he's still getting acclimated to, and he won't get rest over the All-Star break like most players because he's in the All-Star game. So you factor that in. But the Pelicans shouldn't be in need of resting guys. So if you're playing, you know, the Lakers who are resting people or the Clippers who are resting people, maybe you steal a couple of games here and there and kind of climb, you know, a little bit deeper into the playoff race, into that chase, and make things a little bit more exciting down the stretch. So you hope that it's going to play into the Pelicans' favor because this is a young team and these guys should be fresh. Now, are they going to be super fresh leg? You know, hey, man, NBA life is tough. So I don't know if they'll be super fresh leg, but they should be hopefully equipped well enough with their youth and their legs to be able to play and really compete down the stretch.
Tonight's against the Pistons, a little bit of revenge, perhaps. I mean, this almost looks like the next six games. I say 4-2. Maybe I'm being greedy. I'd like to see them go 4-2. John, what would you like to see them go the next six, and what are you going to look at tonight?
Well, I'm greedier. I want 6-0. I mean,
Oh, 6-0.
I mean, and I say that, you know, optimistically, but I mean, you know, if you throw in the Milwaukee game, they already beat Milwaukee once. Now, you know, some of the things they did against Milwaukee the first time going to be tough to replicate, but they've shown the ability to be able to beat a team like that. So, you know, what they need to do is get the consistency down and get in their head. You know, they're not a team that's good enough to take a quarter off because, you know, we've seen some quarters, man, from Pelicans, wow, where it's like it all falls apart in one quarter and that costs them a game. They can't take a quarter off. They can't, you know, they can't have these 40 to 22 quarters where they lose, you know, and lose all momentum and basically lose the game in a quarter.
Right.
Tonight, what I want to see, this team's going to have to, you know, they're going to have to defend Detroit at the three-point line. Detroit made 17 out of 35 threes against them the first time. That's basically what won the game. So if they don't defend the three better, and they've had some problems defending the three this season, as a lot of teams do, but if they don't defend the three well against Detroit, even though Detroit is a quote-unquote bad team, but any given night in the NBA, man, if a team's making shots, you let them hang around long enough, they start feeling pretty good about themselves, and all of a sudden, you're in for a much, much tougher time of it than you thought you might be. So you got to guard the three against them because that's one of the things that'll be able to keep them into it. And surprisingly, Detroit's been pushing the ball lately. Yeah, they're averaging 16 fast break points a game the last three for a team that only averages 10 a game for the season. So you got to get it back in transition, too. And you can't give them anything easy. That's the easy thing to say, but you can't give them anything easy.
John DeShazer, Ty Graffinini, Daniel Salerson will have the call. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip time at the Smoothie King Center. Pels in Detroit. About to give away some tickets here soon as well. Thank you, John. Appreciate the time today, bud.
Hey, man. I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks.
Yep, for sure. It's a fun conversation. So, you see, do you feel better?
I feel bad because I meant to tell you that the schedule was coming out at 2 p.m. Central time today.
You know, I've given up on you actually doing your job. You know, this one. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Say sorry.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
This spring season, gear up with the new Massey Ferguson tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes spring with huge savings and 0% interest on Massey Ferguson tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive the new Massey Ferguson tractor on Friday or Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Call Southern Trailer Works at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. What do you think? 4-2? 3-3?
I went with 3-3.
Okay. Jason on the line, giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. Jason, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good today, and my name's Jackson, but yeah, I'm doing
Jackson.
Really good.
Sounds good, man. I got you, man. Hi, Jackson. Thanks for calling the show, dude.
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Doing well, man. What you got for us today?
Well, I'm 10 years old. I'm turning 11 on St. Patrick's Day, and I love the Pelicans, and...
You wanted to get
I'm
tickets.
Just calling about the tickets and all.
That's what it is. That's what it. I was waiting. You got to ask for them now, Jackson. You got to say that you want them. So you want them as a birthday present. It's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, can you repeat that? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say you want them as a birthday present, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Jordan?
Well, I mean, you kind of forgot my name right there, Gus.
I didn't forget your name.
I would love to give them some tickets. Okay. I mean, how many people do you want to go with you?
Yeah, it's 4 tickets, so.
Three.
There you
three
go.
3 people.
3 and him would be 4, Jordan. That's math.
Ooh.
Yeah, see that?
No, I know that.
Okay. Well, Jackson, I'll make you a finalist for sure, and we'll get your number here, and we'll let you know if you win. But, you know, we'll make you a finalist. It's hard not to say, you know, we don't give tickets.
We'll try to make you an offer later in the show.
All right. Well, thank you, Jackson. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank
you. For sure. Okay. You think we should have just given him to him right there? I mean,
we have his number.
Okay. Buddy, we have his number.
Buddy, make sure you write down that number.
We'll have his number.
And we can always send him a message.
So, okay. So we got it. I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm not there to help the children. I'm about to help the children cause.
No, it didn't sound like it.
No,
it sounded like, oh, well, you got to ask for the tickets, son.
Well, no, I just
kind of what you sounded like.
You thought I was condescending?
A little bit. It's like, oh, I want to help the children, but you know, at the same time,
that's better
ask for
it. That's not at all what I said. No, I was just like,
better beg.
That's
made him beg.
No, I didn't. Just ask for the tickets. Say I like to go. You know?
He's 10, Gus.
What about it?
That was very brave of him to come on the air.
Oh, is that what it is? Maybe we need higher expectations for America's youth and children. I thought he did fine.
Yeah, just believe in him.
Okay, see, you're taking this way into... look, just because you're about to flunk out of school
I'm not about to flunk out. Actually killing it in school right now. I'm just...
Unbelievable.
I'm just exhausted.
You're exhausted.
The fortitude that I have to...
How do you plan on being in media if, like, shooting... cars crossing the causeway and making sure you don't erase your video is too stressing for you.
Let's put it this way.
Uh-huh. Because you know you have to do everything that you've done not over a semester, like that day.
Gus, listen.
Uh-huh.
When I'm out in the real world, I'm just working. I'm not dealing with school.
Oh, is that
And I'm not dealing with
what, me?
This job. Oh, yeah, this job. And then basically another job.
So you can focus better. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I won't have, 140-hour weeks.
Oh, you poor thing.
I even think how many hours are in a week even?
I think you're off. Dennis, thanks for calling the show. What you got for us today?
Well, say again, I couldn't hear you both, man.
I was just saying hello. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm good. How y'all doing today? Gus, how you doing? What y'all call him again? The intern.
Jordan, the intern, yes. He's never graduated from that just yet. Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't going to graduate. You seem like you're about to fail now.
Thank you. See,
there's 168 hours in a week, so I only have about 18 free hours.
Well, you were complaining then. You were saying you only had 140, and it was 168.
You know,
so obviously,
like
what you got?
You sound like my mom used to tell me. My mom used to tell me all the time. Always complain. Stop complaining. Just do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't complain about all the hours.
I couldn't agree with your mother a lot any more than what you just said.
The first time
I tell Jordan at least 16 times a day.
Yeah, you don't need to sleep. You're a young man. You don't need to sleep. Do your work, though.
That's right. Just do it.
You know who really complains? The guy sitting across
now,
from me.
This is what I want to ask y'all a question about.
Sure.
I see y'all getting pictures away. Say March the 12th. That's a Friday. You think, when are they playing that March the 12th?
March the 12th? I couldn't tell you where they're playing March the 12th because the schedule hasn't come out yet. 2 o'clock today, those games will come out. Right now, the only games we know go through Thursday, March 4th, which is it's the Thursday before the All-Star break, which is March 7th. But at 2 p.m. today, the NBA second half of the schedule will come out, and then I will let you know what's happening on the March the 12th.
That's what I'm saying, because I looked at the schedule, too. I was hearing y'all on the schedule. I thought we would go 6-0 the last six games, man.
Him and JD, they're going 6-0. Uber green.
Man, if we play right, I'm like the other caller. I want some tickets to the Western Conference Finals or in the NBA Finals. If we play right, you know what I'm saying?
Jordan, go ahead. Go ahead. Write it on the sticky note right underneath Uncle Earl /
Mr.
NBA
Black.
Finals. Dennis wants NBA Finals tickets.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, we can do it. You're laughing at us, Gus. We got to
ask money. No, look, I got to give y'all credit. Y'all are just getting ahead in line, you know? I mean, just making sure. You're basically
unpredictable.
No, look, I hear you. You're basically getting on the neutral ground now for Endymion next year. That's what you're doing.
Uncle Earl and Dennis are the type of people that take all the Dong Fong pancakes.
I mean, Uncle Earl and Dennis, so they're gonna go put up a tent. They're gonna be tailgating and partying from now until, you know, next Endymion. That's all. I get you. This is a city that gets in line well in advance of anything that takes place. So I get it. I understand.
$300 for the Super Bowl. I lost $300 for the Super Bowl, and my team ain't even made it. So I bet $300 that the Saints were going to make it. Come to find out, they ain't even made it out the first round. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I got to jump on some bandwagon, right?
Damn, man.
Got to make the money
Tulane
somehow.
Win the national championship. Look, I think Tulane can win the national championship next year.
Uh-oh.
Over LSU. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, anything can happen, right?
Dennis, have you been hanging out with the Uptown Roller and drinking some
daiquiris? I was going to say, look, I do understand anything can happen. Unfortunately, when it comes to college football, now if you would have said it about anything else, I'd say yes. When it comes to college football, there's a barrier for a lot of schools. I don't know if that would happen.
Like we're on the team. I remember, like, we went undefeated before. Tulane went undefeated. Sean King was the quarterback. And you know, they could. And you know what I'm saying? They could at least put them in a Peace Bowl or something up there. But, you know, I know it's a barrier. But, hey, what state can we can't do it? This New Orleans. We could try anything, right?
Yep. I hear
anything
you, man.
Possible really well.
All right, Dennis, thank you for the phone call, man. Got to hit the top of the hour break. Appreciate it, though, man.
All right. Talk
there
to you later.
Yep, for sure. He wants tickets right away.
Yes.
We'll put it in line. Yes. For the NBA Finals. Hour one's brought to you by
Western Conference Finals.
Western Conference Finals and NBA Finals.
That's a tall
Uncle Earl, Western Conference Finals.
That's a tall order.
Dennis wants NBA Finals. Did he pop his head on something metal, by the way?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Hope he's okay. Brad Topham, color analyst for the Cajuns. We'll talk about UL Lafayette. They take on LSU on the Diamond. Wilson Alexander will give the Tigers take at 1:30. Daniel Salerson, I just texted him. At 2:15, I'm going to have him come on and talk about the schedule. 2 o'clock, the second half of the NBA schedule is coming out. So we'll give him 15 minutes to look at it and see what he pulls out of it.
I think he already has it.
You think he already
remember
has it?
Remember last time he came on, Pelicans were like,
he has an inside?
I think he does.
Wow.
Could have to get it out of him.
Could have told me. Sports Angle continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Arby's is dropping the hammer with two made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4.
So if you've been wronged by pre-made breakfast and their frozen folded eggs and rubbery microwaved bacon,
get to Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. Like the honey butter chicken biscuit, classic bacon egg and cheese, and the classic sausage egg and cheese. Choose any two of them for just $4. Justice is served. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Offer valid for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Single item at regular price.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
One of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose, Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. We're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, La Rose. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
He's back.
He's like this thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Hour number two off and running of the Sports Hangover.